Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Josh's Fish App, plus Glass Court and a Mayor Jerkin. It's coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, Tom.
I'm working on a new app, guys.
Is that right?
Yes.
What's the angle?
Actually, it's interesting you say
the
angle.
Because, elevator pitch. Ooh.
Because it's for anglers.
Anglers.
Oh. I was in my garage yesterday, no less than 4 hours, just going through my tackle.
Oh, you're being an old man.
Oh, man.
That's the best, though, isn't it?
I had the garage doors open, music playing.
Drinking a beer.
I didn't have a beer.
Out. No.
I should have.
Did you have a cup of coffee in the middle of the afternoon?
Yes.
You're so old.
Were you wearing pants?
Yes.
Oh, that's
shorts. Short pants.
Okay.
I was wearing my short pants.
It was balmy. Well, you know, the neighborhood kids might be walking by.
There were a couple that I was looking at, and I was like, "Oh, I wonder what weight. If this is a half ounce swim jig or a three quarter? What do I do here?" And I was like, "There should be an app where I can just take a
picture of it.
A picture of it, and it'll tell me the weight, the make." Like, you know, I was like, oh, is this a Berkeley or a...
They do it for plants.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's someone on that.
I hope so.
Yeah, that sounds...
I bet there is.
Have
you ever used the plant thing? It's fascinating.
It is awesome. It's
pretty cool.
And like some of them, I was like, oh, what's the depth of this crankbait? I should be able to take a picture and it'll say that will go 7 to 10 feet.
That's a great idea.
Pretty soon you'll be able to take a picture of a car, blurry from a bad angle. It'll tell you the VIN number, who owns it, and its history.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not that far from there.
Right, right. I'm letting you guys get in on the ground floor of this fishing app.
What are you going to call it?
I just need $100,000 for 5%.
Okay.
No.
Do you have a name for it?
Josh's Fishy App Time.
Here's the thing.
I'm open to suggestions.
My problem is I don't really like you, so I'm out.
Oh, okay. wouldn't that be amazing?
If they did that on Shark Tank,
why wouldn't they do that?
You know, I just don't like the look of you.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Well... When it comes to minorities, I'm out.
I was kind of...
Tom.
What?
I'm sorry, that's just reality stepping in for some people.
He really thinks he's
you
okay.
You will be my press secretary.
The name of the app is Angler, no E at the end. You take the E out like Tinder or just something like that.
That's not bad.
Right.
Not bad.
Angler.
It's awful.
Is there a dating app for fishermen and fisherwomen?
It's called Hook.
Smelly like fishy.
call it Hook.
Call it Hook. Yeah, that's cute.
Hooked.
Mm. Hook up.
Hook down.
Hook in.
Oh, hook up for the dating one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very good.
Fisherman who want a date.
Why is it there an app called Let's Have
that's
Sex?
Hard.
It's called Tinder.
Yeah, Just Sex.
Just
because
sex.
There was Just Lunch.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Why not just
Just sex.
Just a handy.
What's the bad? Do you want to shut up? Do you want to be specific? Like just head?
Yeah.
Oh, how about that? That's.
I'll tell you why.
Just a handy and shut up about it.com.
It could be 90% men and 10% women.
Christy's absolutely right.
Would you look at our friend here and see what he's doing?
Christy, I think it would be 99% men, 1% bots.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. There'd be no women on.
Nope.
Some women out there just want a piece, right?
Yeah. Have you ever had sex on a fishing boat?
No.
No.
No, I haven't.
All right. That's a thing.
That's not a romantic place.
I know, I was just going
to
say.
It's elevated. There's nowhere to hide.
Oh, that's true.
Warm juice. I'm fishing.
Unless you're. Although those elevated chairs could be fun because it's on the bass boats.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
You can weigh the girl.
If you have the app.
Hang on a second. Did Pat say worm juice?
Well, you get worm juice on your hands. It's not attractive.
You mean blood and guts?
Yeah, worm guts. Yeah,
this how unhealthy is this woman? Oh, it's from the fish. Sorry.
Oh, you think that happens? That's how you keep the worms warm? You take a girl with
it. All right. Now I've had enough. Let's move over that way. We have Christy Lee. I want to read something real quick.
Oh, he did that thing we all love. He introduces you and then goes.
No, but I forgot. Psych. We were talking about glass basketball courts.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There's a huge movement to get these moved into the professional ranks because they are using them on occasion. Mm-hmm. We were wondering about the surface. It is actually, in some cases, they say better than wood. It's got a spring action design with aluminum and steel framing beneath LED paneling. And there are dots etched into the glass offering better grip.
Okay.
So this could be a thing.
But what do the players see is what I'm asking.
Yeah, and I want to know that too.
Because it would have to affect the way you shoot because you're used to shooting from certain spots on a floor, I would think. I don't know.
What do you know about basketball, Christy? You never spent years reporting on it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
I can see they'd want to do it because they're going to make so much more money selling the court.
Well, of course. They're going to make a lot of money selling the court.
And they got to have it to pay everybody $1 million a week. So let's turn to the news desk. What have you got?
The mayor of North Dakota's largest cities resigned of one of their largest cities.
Fargo? Is it Fargo?
No, it's not Fargo.
Is it Minot?
It is Minot.
It is Minot. Thank you. He sent a lewd video of himself to the city attorney.
Hubba hubba.
Minot Mayor Tom Ross resigned the same day an investigative report was made public that found he had sent a video of himself having sex with himself to city attorney Stephanie Stahlheim.
Oh, boy.
The mayor said he takes full responsibility and holds Ms. Stahlheim in the utmost regard and respect.
So he's also holding something else in the upright position.
So was it really an accident, or is he saying it's an accident?
Yeah, it must have been saying it's an accident.
He didn't say one way. He just said he takes full responsibility
and holds her in high esteem. Learned about these situations. When a guy does something like this, it worked for him before. So he was trying it again.
May have been requested by somebody else.
Oh, yeah, yes. It might be the wrong Stephanie in his phone, maybe. You don't know.
How was this Stephanie dressed? Because that would tell me whether or not she deserved to have
that's
this video.
True.
I see.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Thank you, Josh. That's very helpful. Do you find that at all sexy? Do ladies find that?
To see a guy having that at himself? I'm going to go no. No, I don't think so.
Mm. Maybe he misunderstood. Maybe she said, I wanted to see a video of you debating.
Not masturbating.
I hear you're a master debater.
Oh, God.
Show me video.
Christy has a sly grin on her face. I don't know if she'd like it or not.
I didn't say a word, did I?
Okay.
I guess I did see a what's this guy's name again?
Tom Ross?
Yes. Oh, that's because
they cut that on.
I saw a video of Mr. Ross and his
camera. Hey, why don't you do that in Tom's direction, Josh, real quick?
Well, what was the video of Mr. Ross?
It was a campaign video.
Oh, really? It was.
Okay, so I don't care what party you're in, we're all going to come together how about the, he came and went, same day. There's this weird story about a plumber. I don't think I sent it to you yet, Christy. I was just reading this. This guy is accused of re-clogging the pipes of a restaurant after there was apparently a dispute about the bill.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah, I don't want to get any names here. He allegedly went back to the place and allegedly re-clogged the pipes, put it that way.
Hmm.
Not by, you know,
Not actually.
Yeah, he didn't actually sit down.
He brought something with him.
Yes, allegedly. These are all allegations. the police are now involved, and it's pretty ugly.
I bet. Say.
That is that's. I wonder if that's a common thing you're supposed to do if you're a plumber.
No.
I don't think so.
You free open the pipes and then...
Hey, you don't pay me, I clog them back up.
Oh.
I'm sure we'll have a friend of ours chime in at some point.
Yeah, that's why we were supposed to save that story for the next break.
Oh.
you asked what I was reading about.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, it's our fault. We're
okay, sorry.
I do need a good plumber. Oh, do we have somebody on staff?
I thought that was going to go different.
Yeah.
Hey, now, you ever done an upper decker? Miss Hooker?
Only like 3 or 4 times.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Haven't we all? Come on, Tom.
Nothing funnier. I'm sorry.
I don't know anybody
who's done that.
Have you ever been the victim of one?
No.
I don't think anybody
does that.
It
doesn't happen at all.
I bet it's happened, but
it's happened here.
No.
Oh, you absolutely. Did it. I didn't do it.
Somebody
did it. The guy that, okay. I'll put it this way. The guy that did it can't do it anymore. Oh, wait a minute. That's going to sound like it wasn't Ace.
What do you mean? He had a
trip over a...
He has a bag? Is that what you're saying?
No. He has a disability.
No, he has a box.
Let's just move forward. Hey, Christy.
He's dead?
No.
I know he's talking about. He's... You need to shut up right now.
Oh, yeah, he could do it, but he might get hurt falling. We have Christy Lee at the Silac Insurance News Desk.
Why would you upper deck?
I wouldn't be anywhere else right now.
Well, why would you do an upper decker at your own work?
Yeah,
you also have to deal with the consequences.
There are other bathrooms.
Still.
Yeah, well, but it never smells that bad to you, right? Isn't that how things work?
It just adds a certain sort of juvenile component to the entire
sphere in here.
I see.
You know, it kind of cheers everybody up that you're working with a bunch of clowns. I'm sorry, Christy, you had some interesting news?
I don't know if you're interested in tramp stamps, but apparently they're making a comeback. That's according...
So to speak.
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
According to Ms. Melissa Martell, a Cleveland-based tattoo artist, she told Allure magazine the infamous lower back tattoos that were popular in the 90s are having a renaissance period. Mrs. Martell said she's seen more clients request this placement with young women looking to embrace the once controversial moniker.
Huh.
She said women are reclaiming negative stereotypes which were once used to disparage them as a form of empowerment. As for the types of tattoos that are popular for the modern tramp stamp, she says they vary from floral and ornamental designs to bold abstracts.
Mm-hmm.
Weren't they just, I don't know.
They're pretty cool.
Yeah.
You like the tramp stamp?
Yeah, some of them really are cool designs and stuff. Yeah.
Absolutely.
But so what's the new name? We shouldn't call them tramp stamps.
The mark of a whore.
They are not.
No, it's fun-loving people.
That's exactly why they're doing it.
That sounded very crucible of you.
I thought we already chose butt hat, right?
Yeah.
Remember?
I don't like butt hat.
You don't?
No, you like the mark of a whore. We know.
I mean, just the mark of the whore.
Yeah.
Mark of the whore.
Yeah, then it sounds like some kind of a cult.
Have you ever seen one in the wild?
Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
Really?
Okay.
Sure. No, I mean, if you go to any swimming pool, they're everywhere.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't.
They're not everywhere.
It wasn't a one-on-one encounter.
They were 20 years ago.
Have you ever frosted one?
I prefer the term glaze. Could you get out of the gutter?
Sorry.
Do you have a song, Pat?
Yeah, well, I have a song. The song's a lie because I had Kim on my shoulder. And for the purposes of this, I had a Kim tattoo on my shoulder.
Kim on his shoulder.
He just said you came on your shoulder.
He didn't have a boyfriend with bad aim.
Congratulations.
I had Kim on my shoulder.
The name Kim.
He must have been hanging upside down or something.
Well, you know, sometimes you can aim as straight as anything, and it does whatever it wants, yeah.
But this is called Butt Tattoo. So I hope
Butt?
Yeah, it's a Tom Petty tribute.
I'm sure he feels tributed.
He's dead, Josh.
Oh.
Show some respect. I married Kim, felt like the right thing to do. Down in Jamaica, she got my name tattooed. We were drunk, I got her name tattooed too. Oh, Kim. On my ass cheek.
Well, you sure miss her, don't you?
I do. I do not.
Oh.
We got divorced. She got the house. I got shingles. I'm
I'm at my apartment pool now starting to mingle. I should get this tat removed cause I'm newly single. But it's costly and very painful, right, Jess?
Yes, very.
How painful is it?
So painful.
How painful? We have another cord to go.
Really, really, really painful.
Done. Kim's on my ass forever. There on my butt, tattooed. My ex-wife's on my ass right now. Saying the alimony's past due. It's true. Jess, give me a little something right here. One more chord. Woo! My goal in the grave, wide open. Bury me with my Kim tattoo. She'll be on my ass forever, whispering at the gravesite. Your child support is due. Woo! It's true. But I'm getting a Paula tattoo right now.
Nice, after nice save.
The show.
How nice. Yeah,
uh-huh. A very nice save.
Very nice.
Now, I have a question. I know they say write what you know, and many of your songs are based on your life. Did your former mate get your name tattooed?
Indeed, yeah, on her ankle.
Oh, really?
She started the trend.
So
I had to get drunk in Miami and get her name on my left.
Does she still have it there?
I have not. I'm going to ask this question very carefully. I did see a picture of her, and it looked like it was covered up.
Okay.
And a long time ago.
The picture was the first Kim,
the picture
right?
was 4 years ago.
Was this the first that. Kim?
Yeah. Okay. There are many Kims.
I know. It's hard to follow. It's hard to follow your Kims.
Since that didn't work, I changed that trend, and now things are working.
Yeah, good.
Did you cover up your Kim?
You never seen this?
It looks like the bat signal. Yeah.
Oh, really? Right. Well, no, I haven't seen it.
It looks like someone took the bat signal,
mangled,
made it out of pudding, and then crushed it with their foot.
He's not wrong. I do not think it looks bad.
I don't think it looks bad either.
Show it to you right now.
Take it off, baby.
Crushed it with their foot.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
I think it looks cool.
Yeah, it's fine.
You
want
to see my nipples?
Always.
No.
There's no tattoos there, though.
I love your hairy chest.
All right.
Are you confused
by your feelings, Tom?
No, I can't pin Hooker down. I can't tell. First it's lesbian, then it's not.
No, I'm all over the place,
Pat
baby.
Is hot. You are a pansexual.
Is that what they call them?
Yeah.
And everything, open to everything.
Yeah, I don't, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, and she likes cooking. Yeah. Pan
I don't know how
sexual.
He feels about
and you,
it.
And you do, you're having your tattoo removed, right? You have a...
I am, yeah. But it's wild, the things you can and can't do when you're having tattoos removed. Like, I'm having these infusions we've talked about. You get them, too. And you can't have any medical procedures while you're... So I've had to put the pause button on the tattoo removal.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So...
Well, remember when we were in Kentucky, we were talking to that... couple years ago, talked to the woman who had a tattoo removal business.
Yep.
Remember what she said? The number one tattoo removal
was?
Oh, yeah,
wedding rings.
The wedding ring tattoo was the one she took off the most. And she said that really hurts.
I bet.
It'll cost you a house.
I had tattoos removed from my fingers, and it was the most painful thing, I think, of all the
removals. Didn't you have the mustache thing?
I did, yeah.
You could hold your fingers up to your face.
Yeah,
are they gone?
Yeah, they're gone. They're gone.
And that hurt?
Oh, it hurts so bad.
Yowza.
Way worse than having it put on. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But the tramp stamp is back.
Apparently.
We need a cool new celebratory name for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
You don't like the mark of the whore?
Comedically, I did, yes.
But doesn't you see, it sounds like it's something as you from some swashbuckler movie.
I mean, it sounds, it's very puritanical.
Oh, like an Errol Flynn would come in. Are you wearing the mark of the whore?
Yes. She wears the mark of the whore.
The mark of Zorro.
The mark of the whore. I like it.
What does it do then? The
mark of Zorro.
I always wondered why people got tattoos they can't see. Because you wouldn't be able to see
it. No, but it's not for you.
If it's beautiful,
you
can't see it. What do you mean
your daughter's
not?
Having tattoos?
I feel that way. Because I can't see the back of my arm, and I forget what I have back there.
Ava's got a beautiful hummingbird on the back of her shoulder.
Gorgeous.
And it's gorgeous.
Yeah, I've seen it on OnlyFans. It's great.
Yeah. Did you, how much you pay her? $10? She needs the money. But I thought, why don't you have that where you can see it?
Yeah.
Oh, well. I don't know. I don't get it.
It's for somebody else. That's the whole thing.
There is nobody else. It's for her. I mean.
No, no, not your daughter's kids. I'm talking about when you have the mark of the whore on your ass.
He loves it.
Yeah, he loves it. He loves say it as much as he can.
We hate.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.